Mental health experts from Northern Ireland are meeting MPs later today to urge them to deliver on agreed priorities for the service here. They said the political stalemate is exacerbating the crisis in mental health. David Babington is with us this morning. David, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning from Action Mental Health. You're leading the delegation. And I'm guessing, David, you want to know where the 50 million quid promised for mental health from the DUP Tory deal is. Have you seen any of it?
Stephen, the immediate answer, of course, is no. We're not just here after £50 million, which was promised as part of the DUP deal. We're here to raise a whole issue of mental health. And we're really here, I suppose, with a sense of exasperation, probably actually near desperation, for the whole issue of mental health in Northern Ireland. As we know, we've highlighted this morning, more people have died by suicide in the past 18 years than were killed during the 30 years of the conflict. And that's getting worse as well. You know, higher levels of suicide than the rest of GB. And with higher levels, I'm afraid, in a whole lot of other areas, such as, 25% higher, greater prevalence of mental health problems, and greater levels of self-harm, and also greater levels of prescription.
And the question is, why? Why in Northern Ireland are our levels worse?
Yes, well, we've had particular problems. We've had a historic underfunding, 20% less funding than the rest of GB in terms of our mental health services. We also, I'm afraid, have what I would call a toxic mix of the legacy of the troubles and also areas of deprivation. Not addressing those issues over the longer term has led to these problems becoming so bad. So we're really here to rattle a cage, speak to anybody who will listen to us in Westminster. There's clearly people in Northern Ireland aren't, and we're going to try and see if we can get some results.
I see from your press release that you wrote the following. Where's the duty of care to the people of Northern Ireland? Moreover, where is the £50 million in extra funding for mental health, which was promised nearly a year ago? What would that £50 million buy?
Well, we understand that it would be £10 million per year over 5 years. So £10 million a year would be very much an early start. But certainly that funding could help. We've already asked for a mental health champion, which has been, we thought was agreed in about December 2016 before the Assembly collapsed. Also a new 10-year strategy for mental health. All the work that we're doing to prevent suicide, such as Protect Life 2, that strategy is on the shelf. This new money could help roll that out. All the issues with respect to eating disorders, support for carers and people with mental health issues in the workplace. There are a range of issues across society in Northern Ireland which could be helped by that £10 million a year.
I'll tell you what I've noticed, and this is obviously anecdotal, just me on my travels. When I'm out speaking to groups of young people, it strikes me that they talk about suicide and mental health slightly more openly than certainly my generation would have done. Now, the scary part about that, David, is that quite a few young people who I've spoken to know someone who has taken their own life. That's scary.
It is, and indeed, I was in a high school yesterday in Northern Ireland listening to one of our programmes, listening to our trainers and listening to the feedback from the youngsters. This is at secondary school level. And you're right, they do know the word suicide. They know what it means as well, and they probably know someone within their wider community who sadly has died by suicide and the impact it does raise in community. However, it is good they understand the whole issue of suicide. They understand they must take care of themselves as well, and rather better that they talk about it and are open about it and try and know where to signpost people to than perhaps having it as a hidden sort of stigma.
What can we do quickly, David? Is there anything we can do?
Well, certainly, I think part of what we're doing today is going to Westminster, because these are some of the decision makers, as you know, and we're hoping to meet the Secretary of State possibly and see if we can get some commitment from her. And I think we collectively, as a society, need to make our voices heard. I mean, we all know the Assembly has been down for a period of over 13 months and probably may go on for longer. I think we have to really knock on their doors and make sure they fully understand really the despair and the desperation that everybody has, not just across mental health, but across the wider society in Northern Ireland. And I suppose that's part of why we are here to speak to all the politicians.
And I know I'm banging on about it, David, but has there been any reason given to you as to why you haven't seen the DUP Tory money that has been promised to people in Northern Ireland for mental health?
Absolutely not. And we've had no response yet at all. Clearly, we're going to be asking for answers today. We've invited MPs from every party who can come to Westminster to speak to us. But up to now, we have had no response yet to the £50 million, I'm afraid.
And you've asked, have you?
We have asked, yes. And we've written two letters to the Secretary of State and we've had no response.
Well, that's interesting in itself, isn't it? Okay, David, thank you very much indeed. Thank you.